Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
Welcome back to it on a Tuesday. Yeah, welcome back to it on a Tuesday. September 30th, 1962, John Kennedy basically said the mob can't rule. Good men can disagree with the law, but you can't disobey it because we are a nation of laws. And he was talking about the ongoing battles over segregation in Mississippi, but it still applies to sanctuary cities today and all other laws, I suspect. That we are a nation of laws, not of men. So said John Kennedy, but in Texas, they're not interested in hearing that. They think the mob rules in Texas, at least some do. Our good friend, the Professor Alan Sachs, political science professor at the University of Texas Arlington, joining me. Professor, welcome to the program.
Good morning. I was thinking also about Governor Scott Walker, I believe it was, in Wisconsin.
Yes.
When protesters literally took over the state capitol for some weeks. It was just incredible. And some of those people were school teachers and people like that, and you'd think that they would know how to act better. And, of course, it ended, and the governor held his own pretty well. Governor Abbott in Texas will do the same. We have sanctuary cities. It's being appealed into the courts, and who knows what's going to happen when it goes into the courts. And what it is, it's about sanctuary cities. There was a bill already passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, and what it was is to say to the local police officers, you are compelled, essentially, when you stop somebody, and it doesn't have to be an arrest. Just if you detain someone, you can ask them about their immigration status.
Sure.
And a lot of people did not like that. And that's what the demonstration was like at the state capitol yesterday on Memorial Day.
Yeah, it got a little bumpy in there, a little pushing, a little shoving.
And this is not the first time. You might remember a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there was a big demonstration within the state capitol chambers during the legislative session over abortion. And there was a woman who at that time was a state senator. Her name was Wendy Davis. A lot of people might remember her name. She eventually ran for governor against Governor Abbott, but was roundly defeated.
Yeah.
And they took to the chambers, her supporters.
Yeah, she was
took to the chambers
terrible.
And did about the same thing. And they were escorted out just like yesterday.
Well, Matt Rinaldi is a state rep from Irving.
Irving, that's right.
He said, I called the ICE agents on you idiots. I don't know if he used the term idiot. I might have just added that in. Right. Pancho Nevarez of Eagle Pass, a Democrat. Rinaldi claims he threatened his life on the House floor. And Nevarez admitted here in this AP story that I put my hands on him, but I didn't really threaten him. And I, you know, anyhow, there was a lot of, well, there's some foul language, some F-bombs dropped by some folks there. It's just in loving passing from Ramon Romero, a Democrat from Fort Worth. What is it with Democrats wanting to just drop the F-bomb anywhere, anytime?
I know it. And again, at the national level, the Democrats have been doing the same thing. Their language has become scatological. It is just incredible what's going on with the with some people on the left. Their language, their impulses are not good, you know, to put it mildly.
Yeah. So if this guy admits to you know, putting his hands on Rinaldi, is there going to be an arrest there of your state rep or what?
I doubt it. I don't know what's going to come of it so far. I've been reading all the news releases myself. Austin, of course, is a very, very liberal town. I always tell people that Austin is the San Francisco of Texas. And it really is in many ways. But I have no idea where the demonstrators came from. And it's very interesting. I keep thinking, what is it that has made Austin so liberal over the years? Because our government is basically run by conservatives. Austin is a big city. People don't know about it. It tries to evoke the small-town country image. It's a city of close to 1 million people. And the outlying areas around Austin, it's enormous what's going on down there. And there's obviously lots of good, strong, hard-working people. But the growth down there is terrific, but they evoke this old country image, you know. And then the University of Texas at Austin, the flagship school, of course, is there. But I think what makes Austin liberal is not really so much the university or the state legislature. It is this country and Western music aura that sort of surrounds the place.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the old days when Austin was a fairly small college town,
yeah.
But no longer.
All changed, and you know, and here's the thing. All of this nonsense, all of this wimpy behavior, I don't know, just wimpy behavior, because they're too scared to hear somebody else's opinion. They're too scared to admit that they've lost at the polling place. They're too scared to understand that laws have consequences. And when the governor of Texas signs a law that's duly passed by the legislature, it is the law of the land, at least the law of Texas. You can't just have a mob rules because you don't like the law. It doesn't work that way in America.
And the legislature in Austin, the House of Representatives and the state Senate, is overwhelmingly Republican. And we have a Republican governor, and all the statewide offices are Republican. But I think the state is changing, and that's been something that's been talked
about. That's been the whole goal. That the whole goal is to flood Texas with illegals and Hispanics to turn the state blue. There's no question.
Very dramatically it is changing. And so some people are predicting that the state of Texas will turn Democrat in a few years to come. They may be on the right path, but who knows what's going to happen. A lot of people thought that when Governor Abbott stood for election some years ago, or not too many years ago, that Wendy Davis, a Democrat, would have a good chance of defeating him. And he beat her by something like 20 points. So it's a matter of who gets out to the polls. But the Democrats have a good chance, I think, in the years to come, frankly. And that'll change everything.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that happens, because right now Texas is still red, and Texas
That's
is clamping
right.
down on the illegals, and Texas is saying you have to leave, and Texas is dropping the hammer on this lawless behavior. And Governor Abbott's won by, it wasn't even close, right?
No, he beat Wendy Davis by, I think it was something like 20 points. Something.
Yeah, I thought it was 106 points to nothing or something. Yeah. It was what we call a complete rout. Yeah, she was awful. He cruised. All right, so shifting gears now. Jared Kushner, now the focus of he must be the part of the problem. Jared Kushner, although no proof here either. Where is the crime
wrong.
Here?
He has done absolutely nothing wrong.
Right.
There have been overtures to foreign governments and back channels and everything else for years. Since the 100th anniversary of President Kennedy's coming up, it's interesting. I'm old enough to remember it. During the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962, one of the back channels, probably many of them, was to a news person, a very famous news person at the time, whose name I believe was John Scali. And they actually were using him as a back channel to the Russians to try to defuse the Cuban Missile Crisis. All to the good. Nothing wrong in that.
Well, that's right. And in fact, Robert Kennedy set up that back channel to Russia originally, the first one, on the 1st of December, 1960. They were in transition. They weren't the administration yet. Hold that thought. But that's what I'm sick and tired of hearing. Unprecedented. It's never happened in America before.
It happens all the time.
Sit right there, Professor. More to talk about after the break. We got it teed up. Professor Alan Sachs. It's Tuesday. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.